بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: والمهاجر من هجر ما نهى الله عنه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said: والمهاجر من هجر ما نهى الله عنه. The true muhajir, the real muhajir, is he who leaves all that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden. Muhajir is derived from the word hijra. And the literal meaning of hijra is to leave something. And in the Shari'i terminology, hijrat is of three types. Number one, al-intiqalu min daril fasadi ila daril amn. To leave and migrate from Darul Fasad and settle in Darul Amn. Darul Fasad, the place of corruption, the locality, the city, the country you live in is a place of corruption, a place where you are unable to practice your deen. Place of kufr, place of shirk, place of fasad, corruption, where people compel you and prevent you from following your religion. So to leave Darul Fasad and find another locality, another country which does not compel people and which does not prevent people from following their deen, following their religion,
and settle in that locality and in that country. The first place is known as Darul Fasad, Darul Kufr. The second place is known as Darul Amn, place of peace, where you are able to peacefully follow your religion. The inhabitants of that locality, the inhabitants of that city, the inhabitants of that country may not be Muslims. The rulers may not be Muslims. But they do not prevent you from following your deen. They do not prevent you from carrying out your duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So where you are unable to practice deen is known as Darul Fasad, Darul Kufr. Where you are able to practice deen, and it is not a Muslim state, it is called Darul Amn. And if it is Muslim state, it is called Darul Islam. So the first type of hijrah is to leave Darul Fasad, Darul Kufr, Darul Shirk, where you are unable to follow your deen with peace, with liberty, with freedom, and settle in Darul Amn. This new country, this new locality where you are settling is not under Muslim rulers. It is not under Sharia law. But this country does not prevent you from following your deen. So it is Darul Amn, a place of peace, a place where you have the freedom to do what you desire as far as your religion, as far as your deen, as far as your duties towards your deen is concerned. This is the first type of hijrah. The second type of hijrah, al-intiqalu min daril kufri ila daril islam, to leave darul kufr, to leave darul fasad, to leave darul kufr, where one is not able to practice his deen freely. He is compelled to leave his deen, or he is compelled not to do certain things. You can't perform salat, you can't call out azan, you have to consume alcohol, you have to do this, you can't do this. So when a person leaves this locality, this country, where he is not free to follow his deen, and finds a country which is governed by Islamic law, by Sharia law, and he settles in this country which is called Darul Islam, this is the second type of hijrah. The Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in, they first migrated from Makkah Mukarrama to Habasha. Habasha, which was later divided into many countries, Abyssinia, which later became Ethiopia, Abyssinia, Ethiopia, Eritrea. These are parts of the great Habasha that existed during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So the Muslims in the initial stages, when they were being persecuted for accepting Islam and following the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, when they found it difficult to practice Islam, when they were being prevented from following Islam, they left Makkah Mukarrama, which was at the time Darul Fasad, which was at the time Darul Kufr, and they migrated to Abyssinia, and they took refuge there, and the king of Abyssinia at the time was Najashi, Negus, and he gave shelter, peace and protection to the Muslims. And the Muslims who had migrated from Makkah Mukarrama to Abyssinia, they remained in Abyssinia until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam migrated with his companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara. So the first hijrah, the first type of hijrah, there were two groups that left Makkah Mukarrama and settled down in Abyssinia. Two groups of Sahaba-i-Kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, men, women, both. This hijrah was hijrah from Darul Fasad, hijrah from Darul Kufr into Darul Amn. It was a non-Muslim country, but it gave the Muslims protection, shelter and freedom to practice their religion. This is the first type of hijrah. And thereafter, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was instructed to order his companions radiyallahu anhum ajma'in to leave Makkah Mukarrama and settle down in Madinah Munawwara, and ultimately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also given this instruction by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he should also migrate. And hijrah during that time was made fard upon the Muslims, that they have to migrate from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara. In fact, hijrah during that time was a sign of iman. Anybody who did not migrate without a valid reason, without being made exceptional by Sharia, was not a Muslim, was not regarded a Muslim by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Sahaba-i-Kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in began migrating from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara. From the place of fasad, from the place of corruption, from the place of kufr, from the place of disbelief, where one was not able to practice his deen freely, and settled down into a place which was under Islamic law, which was under Sharia law, which was governed by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims. Thereafter, there is another hijrah. Hijrah. To leave everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made unlawful. Discarding of salat is unlawful. So to leave discarding of salat and perform salat regularly. Discarding of fasting in the month of Ramadan is unlawful. So to leave discarding of fasting. Discarding the responsibility of giving zakah is unlawful. So to leave discarding of the payment of zakah is hijrah. Consuming alcohol is forbidden. Adultery, fornication is forbidden. So to leave adultery, fornication, consumption of alcohol is hijrah. So in total there are three types of hijrah. The first hijrah is physical, where a person leaves one place and settles down into another place physically with his body. The second type of hijrah is also physical, where a person literally leaves one place and settles down into another place. The The third type of hijrah, a person does not have to physically move from one place to another. To leave hasad and jealousy is hijrah. To leave pride and arrogance is hijrah. To leave oppression is hijrah. To leave teasing people and hurting them is hijrah. Not to lie is hijrah. Not to deceive is hijrah. This third type of hijrah is called hijrate batina, the inner hijrah. The inner hijrah. Inner hijrah, because a person will only be able to carry out this hijrah if his inner self is purified, if his soul is purified. So he leaves aside all that his nafs desires, all that his base desires demand. And he leaves everything and he moves away from there and he carries out everything that Allah desires. This is the hijrah, the inner hijrah. The hijrah of the inner self. He leaves pride and arrogance. He leaves pride and arrogance and he moves into humbleness and humility. He leaves stinginess, miserliness. And he moves into generosity. He leaves oppression and he moves into justice. He leaves hatred and he moves into love, affection, compassion. He leaves disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and moves into the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He leaves a life of lawlessness and he moves into a life of obedience to the Creator. This is hijrat-e batina, the hijrat of the inner self. And the first two hijrat where a person physically moves from one locality to another locality, one country to another country, one city to another city. That hijrat is known as hijrat-e Zahira, the hijrat of the external body. The body moves from one place to another place. From out of these three hijrats, the real hijrat and the true hijrat is the third hijrat. And the need for the first two hijrat is for this third hijrat. Because in Darul Fasad it was not possible to leave what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden. The people there would not let you do that. So now look for either Darul Amn or Darul Islam. If you can find refuge in Darul Amn, leave. So that you can carry out the true hijrah, the real hijrah. Leave this Darul Fasad, leave this Darul Kufr and go into Darul Amn so you are able to leave everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden. So the physical hijrah, whether it is from Darul Kufr to Darul Amn or it is from Darul Kufr to Darul Islam, it was ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to secure this third type of hijrah. If the Muslims were able to practice the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Makkah Mukarrama, under the rule of the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarrama, there was no reason for them to carry out hijrah to Habasha, Abyssinia, or to carry out hijrah to Madina Munawwara. There was no need. They would have remained there. They would have remained in Makkah Mukarrama. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling his followers, each and every believer, that the true muhajir, he is also a great muhajir who leaves India and settles down in Middle East, who leaves Pakistan, settles down in Middle East, who leaves England, settles down in France, who leaves France and settles down in England, whatever the case may be. That Muslim who leaves his locality, his hometown, his country, because he is unable to practice the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with freedom, with peace. He leaves his home behind, he leaves his property behind, he leaves his wealth behind, he leaves his family behind, he leaves his friends behind, associates behind, he leaves all his memories of his life behind, everything behind, only so that he is able to settle down in a new country where he will be seen as an immigrant, where he will be seen as a refugee, where he will have to struggle for everything. Struggle for everything. Struggle for food, struggle for clothing, struggle for shelter, struggle for honor, struggle for identity. Struggle for identity. Those people who migrate from one place to another place, they struggle for their identity. It's a very great deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and such people are rewarded abundantly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That person who goes out from his city, from his locality, from his country, who leaves his hometown. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ. That person who leaves his home, مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, with the intention of migrating only for the sake of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have no problem in my country. The only problem I have is I am unable to practice the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, I am prepared to leave all the facilities, all the comfort, all the luxuries, and I will go with my taqdeer, with my fate, wherever fate and taqdeer takes me, whatever is waiting for me on the other side. But with this hope that I will be able to practice the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freely. ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُهُ الْمَوْتِ. But this person unfortunately is unable to reach his destination, and he passes away in the path. He has left his home and he passes away after 100 kilometers, after 500 kilometers, after 1000 kilometers, after 2000, before reaching the destination. He has not completed his hijra, or he passes away only after a kilometer or half a kilometer or a few yards only, but he has left his home. As soon as he leaves his home, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes a muhajir. Faqad waqa ajruhu ala Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him his full reward. Full reward. Innama al-amalu binniyat. Actions are dependent upon intentions. If he was not to die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that he would reach the destination. It is a very great deed. And it's not something that is easy. Imagine in those days, leaving Makkah Mukarrama and traveling to Abyssinia, Africa. It wasn't easy. Leaving Makkah Mukarrama and going all the way to Madina Munawwara for good. It wasn't easy. But despite that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is saying that the third type of hijrah is the highest form of hijrah. Wal muhajir, the true muhajir, the real muhajir. Muhajir, in the true sense, is that person who leaves what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden. He is the true muhajir. From this we understand, my friends, how important it is to stay away from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, it is easy to understand how much a person is being rewarded when he actually strives against his nafs and stays away from something that displeases Allah. A very great achievement. A very great achievement. And this hijrah is known as taqwa. This hijrah. This third type of hijrah, the hijrah of the inner self. The hijrat-e batina, it is known as taqwa. Taqwa. خَلِّ الذُّنُوبْ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا ذَاكَ التُّقَى. Leave all sins, minor or major, that is taqwa. So to leave sins is hijrah, to leave sins is taqwa. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِالْمُتَّقُونَ. From amongst people, the closest to me are those people who leave sins, who stay away from sins. حَيْسُ كَانُوا وَمَنْ كَانُوا. Wherever they may be. They don't have to be in Makkah Mukarrama. They don't have to be in Medina Munawwara. They don't have to be my neighbors. Wherever they may be, and whoever they may be, they don't have to be members of my family. They don't have to be in Medina Munawwara during my time. They don't have to be in Makkah Mukarrama during my time. They don't have to be Arabs. They don't have to be Qurayshis. They don't have to be Hashimis. Anybody, anywhere. If he carries out this hijrah, staying away from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the most closest to me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to adopt and to carry out this third type of hijrah. Alhamdulillah, we are living in a country where we are able to freely practice our deen. Nobody in this country is compelling us to follow a particular way or a particular route or a particular creed or a particular religion. Nobody is forcefully preventing us from carrying out any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the country we live in. So there is no need for hijrah of the first two types. Whilst remaining in the comforts of our homes, in the comforts of our own localities, in the comforts of our own hometown, amongst our friends and families, we only need to carry out the third type of hijrah. Third type of hijrah. And when a person carries out this third type of hijrah, he becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this to the Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in after the liberation of Makkah Mukarrama. After the liberation of Makkah Mukarrama, there was no need for hijrah from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam first said, La hijrata ba'da al-fathi. There is no hijrah. No need for hijrah after the liberation of Makkah Mukarrama from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara, because now in Makkah Mukarrama also you can freely practice your deen. And after the liberation of Makkah Mukarrama, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu anhu. The true muhajir is he who leaves what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden. And while saying this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam was talking to two types of people. Because after the liberation of Makkah Mukarrama, there were two types of people in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One group of Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmain, who had migrated before the liberation of Makkah Mukarramah. The other type, who had Shari'i valid excuse, who were made exceptional by Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and who were unable to migrate from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, or those who accepted Islam after the liberation of Makkah Mukarramah. So one group who had migrated, the other group who had not migrated. Or shall we say one group who was blessed with the opportunity to migrate and the other group which was not blessed with the opportunity to migrate. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is directing this statement towards both groups. Towards the first group who migrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, وَالْمُهَاجِرُ مَنْ هَجَرَ مَانَهَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ The hijrat-e zahira that you have made from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara is a very great deed indeed, very great sacrifice indeed. But do not become complacent that now that we have made hijrah from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, Jannat is guaranteed. Whether I obey Allah or disobey Allah, no, the true muhajir is he who after migrating from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara will abstain from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the true muhajir. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also directing these words towards those people who were not blessed with the opportunity of migrating from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is consoling them. He is consoling them. And he is removing the despair that is in their hearts. That, oh, I wish I had accepted Islam before the liberation of Makkah Mukarramah. So I would have also carried out this great hijrah. And now I am unable to. So on the day of Qiyamah, I will be deprived of being labeled a muhajir. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoles them. He said, don't worry. The real hijrah is this. The true hijrah is this. Which every Muslim is able to carry out until the day of Qiyamah. And every Muslim is worthy of being labeled a muhajir. A migrant on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. That he is a muhajir because he is a true muhajir. He is the real muhajir who left. Who left. Disobedience is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my friends, let us make a firm resolution that inshallah each and every one of us will become a muhajir. Will become a true muhajir from today. And we will try our utmost to abstain from everything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we all know that it will be a great challenge because we have shaitan with us. With shaitan, our nafs is not mutmainna. It may be lawwama. It may even be ammara. At its lowest ebb. Our nafs may be at its lowest ebb, ammara. Because of shaitan, because of nafs-e ammara, we will slip. We will make mistakes. But our resolution and our resolve should be, I will never do anything that will displease my Creator. I will never do anything that is categorized as disobedience to my Creator. And if overcome by nafs, overcome by shaitan, we will not wait for the next minute. We will immediately upon realization shed tears if we can, or pretend to shed tears if we cannot shed tears. And again, with sincerity in our hearts, we will resolve that, oh Allah, I have made a mistake. Forgive me. You are the most forgiving. You are the most merciful. I renew my resolve, renew my resolution. And I make a promise to you that I will never commit disobedience again. I will never disobey you again. And I am returning to my status of being a true muhajir. And we continue striving. Continue striving. Taqwa. We abstain from everything that displeases Allah. And if you make a mistake, then tawbah. Taqwa, tawbah, taqwa, tawbah, taqwa, tawbah. Inshallah, if we continue like this, then in the initial stages, maybe there will be more occasions of tawbah than taqwa. There will be more occasions of tawbah, repentance than taqwa, than abstaining from sin. But slowly, 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 the occasions of taqwa will increase and the occasions of tawbah will decrease. Until a time when there will be nothing in our lives except, inshallah, taqwa, taqwa, and taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Because when we reach that stage, inna Allah ma'al ladina attaqaw. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with those people who have taqwa, who are muhajireen, who abstain from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان وجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين have mercy upon us O أرحم الراحمين forgive our sins forgive our minor sins forgive our major sins forgive the sins of our parents our families our relatives brothers sisters our friends associates forgive the sins of the whole ummah O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive sins, have mercy upon the whole Ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon the whole of the humanity. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to abstain from every disobedience to you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to carry out every obedience to you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to live a life of taqwa and tawbah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your nearness, grant us your proximity, grant us your love. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with your remembrance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten and adorn our lives with the sunnah of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with the love of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, for as long as you keep us alive upon Islam. And when you take us from this world, take us with Iman. Take us in the blessed places, Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara. Ilaha al-Alameen, when you call us towards you, call us whilst we are engaged in pleasing you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, when you call us towards you, call us with the Kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah upon our lips. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us husne khatima with wilayah, with the status of siddiqiyah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the punishment of the grave. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make our graves gardens from the gardens of paradise. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive all our deceased Muslim brothers and sisters. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make their graves gardens from the gardens of paradise.
O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us shade under your throne on the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimin, make the reckoning easy for us. Grant us our book of deeds in our right hands. Make Pul Sirat easy for us. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Grant us entry into Jannah with the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. O Arhamur Rahimin, fulfill all our lawful needs of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimin, remove the sufferings of those who are suffering. O Arhamur Rahimin, you are fully aware of the problems and the challenges each person is facing. O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, through your infinite mercy, through your infinite grace, remove all our problems. Remove all our problems. Remove our anxieties. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us peace, tranquility. O Arhamur Rahimin, fulfill all our lawful needs of this world and the hereafter. Grant us khair in this world, goodness in this world. Grant us khair in the hereafter, goodness in the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimin, every good your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, grant it to us. And every evil from which your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge, grant us refuge from it. O Arhamur Rahimin, all those brothers and sisters who have requested us to make dua for them, or who expect us to make dua for them, O Arhamur Rahimin, fulfill all their lawful needs of this world and the hereafter. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin bi rahmatika ya arham.